Here's a question for you, JD. When you are, I don't know, talking to somebody, you're going to hook up, do you make sure they have birth control?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
That's a conversation you have with them?
Yes.
That's very upfront. Hey, are you on birth control? Yeah. It's crazy.
When do you bring that up? When, right before you're going to hook up, or just in conversation, dinner, knowing, I mean?
Believe it or not, it is actually said to me before. Majority of the times,
they bring it up. Hey, just to let you know, I'm on birth control.
That's different, because I was like, why would you just straight up ask, are you on birth control?
No, that's a wild question to ask, but I have asked it before.
I have asked it before, too, just in case, to be safe. You don't want to, like, a oopsie situation. By the way, it's the morning mess, Joey boy.
JD.
And it's Sienna.
Not per me, but here's something that, you know, women always have to make sure they're safe with birth control. That way, there's no, you know, whoopsie babies like we probably were all.
You're just going to let that slide, Sienna? You're just going to let him say it?
Hey, yo. Injectable male birth control.
Okay.
Give it to the males. Give the birth control to the males.
Yeah, early clinical trials of Adam, an experimental male contraceptive developed by Contraline. Basically, it's a non-hormonal injectable, and it basically is a male birth control. So, with that said, ladies always have to be responsible as you're doing you. Clock it, lady. Get it. Period. You have to ask the question, or if it's being asked by you, how many birth controls are there?
Obviously, the pill. You can do a patch. You can do the IUD, which is inserted into your body.
Those are the three main ones, right?
Yeah. Three main ones. Yeah.
So I ask you, JD, are these ladies always having to do everything for us? Would you be susceptible to an injectable male birth control?
Yep, I would do it.
You would?
Yeah, I absolutely would.
Yeah. It says it usually when you get the shot, it is good for about 30 days. So, you know, 12 times a year you get this injectable. I mean, it's early, so we don't know what the side effects will be in 10 years.
I was going to say, diarrhea, headaches. Well, I mean, I already have some of those already, so what's the difference?
Yuck. I would be interested if, like, say they went through all the red tape, right? And as easy as a lady can get her pills or the IUDs, a man can go and get this. How many men would actually do it?
I think more than we think.
Really?
Yes, because if you have almost double the protection on it, I don't know, man. A lot of people in these streets, I can't speak for Joey, but I'll tell Sienna, a lot of people in these streets are nasty, man. Like, they want it just, like, straight bare.
He was trying to find a way to say it. That was
right. I don't really know how to make that kid friendly. But I feel like if I could have that extra layer of protection, Ayo, it's just no way to talk about this without being crazy, then I would do it.
Right.
I'd be interested in the side effects. But yeah, I would definitely do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm just rooting for this and the fact that women go through so much with birth control. It's not just like, okay, I'm not going to have a baby. Their hormones change with it. They could get really bad acne. They could gain weight.
Yes, yeah.
You know, just mood swings, all these things. So I'm like, yeah, put it on the men. We already have to give birth. One less thing.
Do you think in the relationship, if the man is doing it, the woman doesn't have to, or they both should do it?
Oh, that's interesting. Honestly, I would probably just want to put on the man. It's kind of like when you're getting a snip down there where it's like, okay, I don't want to get my tubes tied because that's a lot more recovery and a lot more process versus a man just snip, snip. So just put on the man.
We got to put the poll up at the morning mess. All right. So fellas, this is strictly going to be a poll for fellas. All right. Would you do it? And let's do a game. Let's put a bet on this. You said you think a lot of men would do this.
I really do. I'm not just saying that. I really do.
I don't think a lot of men would do this.
I didn't think so either, but maybe we'll be surprised.
All right. Well, let's do a bet. Are we going to do the under? He's doing the over.
I'll go under. Yeah.
All right. I'll go under.
I do like my chances because you can hide behind a keyboard. So yeah, they'll be higher. Guys would do it.
That's true. They'll just do it just to be like, yeah, I'd do that for my lady.
The only thing that would get in the way of this is the ego. Fellas, be honest with yourself. You would do it.
Fellas, be honest. Would you really do it?
Yeah.
Would it's you easy enough, like you said.
No,
you have
don't
a great
say
point.
That.
Yeah, no, you're right. They're behind a keyboard. You're trying to be nice, but would you really go to a doctor and go get this shot so you wouldn't impregnate your person? Okay. At the morning mess, we're going to pull up the poll there. And then what's the bet?
I guess. If I lose, then I actually have to be part of the clinical trial.
You have to get injected.
Or
breakfast.
Yeah, you still owe me matcha from when I was actually beating you at Did Y'all Know?
Wow.
Still never got that.
Gosh, all the way years and years ago.
2 weeks ago. Calm down.
At the Morning Mess on IG. And take some calls. Would you? Should you? 602-805-101. Fellas, call in.